Well, after we got the automatic washer and things like that in the house, I used that out there to go out there and build cabinets and things, you know, and I'd start the fire up in that. Well, I had a pipe coming up there with water on the inside. Mm-hmm. Then from that same tee there, that water would go on the outside and had the faucet on the outside and one on the inside. I'd go out there on those cold, froze mornings and start me a little fire where I could stand and get it hot enough. And after a while, the first thing you know, a pipe would burst out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after I quit doing that and take the laundry heater out, I've had one to burst out there since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know how to handle the pipes and water, it's a good deal on that.
Well, all I know is
how you handle it.
You turn off the water when you've got an outside pipe if it's going to freeze. That's all I know.
I used to think you had to let them drip.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too. If they drip, they won't.
But you see, you're bringing fresh water up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is freezing. And it's freezing down. And the faucets is usually of brass.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not as strong as the copper pipe. Are the, what kind of other pipe?
Galvanized
pipe. And the faucet will burst. And you see, it'll hold a little water up there. So, I've quit ever turning on the drip.
Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like you know what to do to prevent it from happening.
I don't know. I've just had better luck that way.
Ah, well. Okay, now what do you call a big thing that flour used to come in? Big wooden thing.
Oh, it got so nice you don't buy it that way anymore. We used to call it barrels,
mm-hmm.
or big sacks.
Yeah. How about something that's smaller than a barrel that nails
can? Keg.
Okay. And what is the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the staves in?
Air vans. Wait a minute now. I told you I wasn't thinking.
Also, they're the things that ladies used to have in the bottom of their skirts to hold them out.
Hoops.
Okay. What would you call a container for a large quantity of lard?
Most of the time, you buy big lard cans.
How about molasses?
Most of the time, it's a barrel, keg, jug.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the term stand of molasses or stand of lard?
Well, that's what in the stores, you hardly ever see them now. It used to be 100 pound, 50 pound, and 25, 10, 5. And those cans of that size, they called them stand of lard. I don't know if it's a pound stand of lard or a 50 pound can of lard.
Mm. So stand just means a can?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a thing that you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle? Wide at the top and narrow at the bottom?
Is she trying to get me to say funnel?
I think I'm trying to get you to say funnel. That's fine. And then a thing that you use to make your horses go faster is a...
There's a two or three kind of different whips. The rawhide whip and the buggy whip. And we used to plait the whips out of hickory... limbs, hickory sprouts.
Mm.
We'd peel the bark back and cut the center off and then sprout that and fix it. What we call a crack in the end to make it pop.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do that.
Okay. And then if you bought groceries at the store, just let me know when you have to quit. If you bought groceries at the store, what would the grocer put them in when you left?
Well, it depends on what you bought and the amount you bought. What to put them in now is big grocery bags.
Mm-hmm.